In the age of Uber Eats, what's next? Laura Riley writes about the business of food for the Washington Post and was for many years the restaurant critic for the Tampa Bay Times. WUSF's Robin Sussingham, host of the Zest podcast, recently asked Laura about what she sees as the future of food.
I think food is more than any other part of our retail experience or, you know, kind of our commerce. It's so trust-based. You know, we have no way of drilling down. You know, if someone serves you a Dover sole, it's a dark restaurant, it's under a cream sauce, you have no way of assessing whether that's Dover sole. And I think it is something that we all need to, we need to encourage greater transparency in the system just so that we're kind of shining a light where shysters do a lot of.
But how did we do that? Is there any technology in the forefront that's going to tell us?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to want to be lab testing my fish when I go out to
dinner.
Well,
no, I mean, not lab testing, but I think that there is technology now. And some people are implementing this, or it's kind of being beta tested here and there, where there would be a table talk or, you know, a table tent on your restaurant table that says tonight's fish is snapper and grouper. And you could swipe with your phone and find out precisely who caught that fish and when, and kind of what its supply chain has been since then. And the unfortunate part of all of this is that it reveals some unsavory truths about, you know, for instance, you know, the eggs that you're eating from the grocery store may be 40 days old.
More robots working in the restaurant industry.
Oh, my gosh. I predict that in the next 4 years, if you go to a Dunkin' Donuts, there'll be no humans working there.
Really?
So I think that we're really close because, I mean, really, on the farm, I talk to farmers all the time who their biggest concern is labor pool, that they don't, you know, if we're going to really crack down on immigration and migrant labor, you know, agricultural workers for a crop that comes to, you know, to fruit, for a narrow window, a couple weeks out of the year, you can't have instability about who's going to pick that crop. I mean, that's your bottom line. So, you know, there are robots being tested right now in the field for something like strawberries. So those robots, they'll go through, and strawberries are a crop where not everything becomes ripe at the same time. So it's, you may have to go through a field 4 and 5 times to pick all the fruit. Well, a robot can go through and pick the ripe fruit, and with camera phone technology and GPS and whatever, it can identify what fruit is going to be ripe the next time, you know,
wow,
the day after tomorrow, and it can remember precisely where that fruit was. You know, so those kinds of technologies.
And that's backbreaking labor, but that's also entry-level labor. So these are going to bring all kinds of consequences.
Sure. There are always winners and losers in any of these kinds of disruptive technology moments, and I think ag and the restaurant industry are kind of poised for some major changes.
There's something called facial recognition software at kiosks where you order your food. What is that about?
I don't think I'm super enthusiastic, even if it saves you a couple minutes. If you go up to a kiosk at, let's just say BurgerFi, something like that, and it maps your face and says, oh, it's Laura Riley. Last time you were here, you ordered a double-double with the bacon. Yeah, that may save me a little bit of time, but do I really want my...
Is this happening?
It's happening, yeah. And I think this is something that you have to wonder about who's using that information and for what purpose.
Hear more of this interview, plus the Columbia restaurant secret to a great Cuban sandwich on The Zest Podcast. Go to thezestpodcast.com for more information.